Headline Challenge. BBC Tees.
And here he is, editor of the Northern Echo, the Baron himself, Peter Barron. Good morning to you.
Morning, Ali. How are you doing?
Very well. Just before we do the challenge, you're going to be popping along to the press box at the Riverside tomorrow to join Neil Madison and me for the game.
Can't wait, Ali. Can't wait. Up the Borough.
Oh, it's going to be a fantastic day tomorrow. So before we do that, 3-3 for the headline challenge this week. All to play for and Fish and Chip Friday. Away you go with the story.
And a fishy theme as well, Ali. It's from Japan. There's an aquarium there, Sea Life Centre, and they are giving the sea life creatures heart-shaped treats in time for Valentine's Day.
You big romantic.
I know.
And the headline to go with the story is?
Head over eels.
Head over eels.
You see what we've done, don't you?
I see exactly what you've done there, Peter. But will it be good enough? Sarah from the breakfast team at 3-3. Refresh the screen. Away we go.
Yeah, so many today. Sorry if I don't read yours out. How about this one? Mark sang for us.
God only knows what I'd be without you.
God only knows. I like that.
I love it. I love it.
Thank you, Mark. I love this one from Tony. This would be a four-pointer. 50 Shades of Cray.
Okay.
Dawn says, sushi madly deeply. Tim says, the soul heart of mine. Claire and Eagles Cliff says, and they call it Guppy Love.
Guppy Love.
Yes. We've got Archie says, something's got a hold of my heart. Paul says, hakey breaky heart. Oh, can't get you trout of my head.
Goodness me.
But the one we're going to go with, it is a two-pointer. It is a song title. It is from Michael. Love is all a flounders.
Love is all a flounders. BCD's breakfast. Anyway, Eels, Northern Echo. The Arbiter of All Things Fair. And we hope that Kerry is back fully fit soon. But it's Mr. Mack with the chance to award the points.
Hey, I hope the Scots win. I hope the Scots win the Six Nations, by the way.
Peter, that's very kind. But really, deep down, you know, Tees listeners could have won 10 times over this morning. It must be about 84-3 to Tees this week. On the basis of what they've done today, it's brilliant.